This was Daniel Ortega's fourth consecutive swearing-in ceremony. Flanked by his wife Rosario Murillo, his vice president, he vowed to improve conditions in Nicaragua, the second poorest country in the Americas after Haiti.
We are here again with a clean slate to build peace, to assure that Nicaraguans have a dignified life, to eradicate poverty in this country with sovereignty and freedom.
The presidents of Cuba and Venezuela were there, and also delegations from Iran, Bolivia, Russia, and China. But Ortega was snubbed by almost everyone else. November's presidential elections have been dismissed as illegitimate by much of the international community. The majority of Ortega's competitors were imprisoned so they could not run, and thousands of others have gone into exile.
And legitimacy is not an issue for Ortega. And he managed to essentially consummate his plan to establish a full and classic Latin American dictatorship in Nicaragua.
Hours before the ceremony, the European Union and the United States announced new sanctions against high-ranking military and communications officials, as well as members of the Ortega family. But exiled opponent Monica Baltodano, a former Sandinista commander who once fought alongside Ortega, questions their effectiveness.
They demonstrate that the international community realizes what's happening in Nicaragua, and that's why it imposes sanctions. They have a moral effect, a kind of consolation, but in practical terms, they'll have little impact.
While Ortega celebrated his latest inauguration, some 170 political prisoners languished in what human rights advocates describe as cruel and inhumane conditions. One of them is lawyer Roger Reyes.
My husband is losing his memory and he's in a deep depression after spending more than 100 days in a punishment isolation cell. He can't remember the names or faces of our daughters.
Ortega made no mention of his pre-election promise to initiate a dialogue with his political opponents. That may explain why most Nicaraguans whom Al Jazeera consulted about the inauguration preferred to say nothing at all. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera.